Nathan, as you get the round of applause ready for an Australian DJ producer who is currently enjoying an exciting and remarkable rise to fame with his track Stumbling In, his story is defined by various highs and lows, though always with music as common thread throughout all of these tribulations. Good one, Jared. You put a lot of big words in this story.
So Jared, you know he can't read. He's the
Tongue twister.
At least phonetically spell it
Sorry,
for
there's,
him.
There's more. Now, having survived the most daring events of his life, he is more decisive than ever, freshly signed to Spinning Records and eager to excel with a much-anticipated string of new releases. He's still got his best tunes ready to drop. Stay tuned for this seasoned Aussie to overwhelm the scene. Please welcome the show, Cyril!
Hey, Jimmy, can I just say, I really like your headphones, man. It's really nice.
They're the Apple ones?
Yeah, they're awesome.
That's because his head's so big he can't fit proper headphones over.
Yeah, they just sort of sit weird. And me and Cyril were discussing earlier our giant foreheads.
Yeah. Don't tell everyone. No.
Hey, we've only got millions of people listening.
That's fine. Just don't tell my mum.
She's a big podcaster of the show, actually.
Cyril, my mum, my girl, I was at home once and my girlfriend and mum were outside. We were going to go to dinner. Yeah. And I come out, just got out of the shower, whatever. And mum's telling a story to my girlfriend, unprompted. She's like, yep, he was born like that. Just tore me right open. Giant head.
No! What are you doing? Cyril, that's not even the worst bit. Then she got out photos.
So I don't speak to my mother anymore.
Is that on her OnlyFans? Huh? Yes.
She's got a lot more famous since I've gotten famous. So. I'll give you a discount code. You're a mate.
Actually, Cyril, I want to congratulate you as well because you are the first. We love a bucket hat on this show, right? We have our own line of bucket hats.
Yep.
When I say line, it sounds like we're selling them. No, we got like 50 made, gave them away on the show. But you were the first guest ever to come on this show wearing a bucket hat. So
really?
Well done to you, sir. Well done to you.
I love that so much.
We love. Are you a bucket hat guy? Is that your go-to when you're performing?
Well, I wasn't before. I wore the bloody Macca's bucket hat on the Stumbling In TikTok video, and then I was like, well, I'm a bucket hat guy now. So I've got like 30 caps in my drawer, and I can't wear them anymore. I'm like, I'm a bucket hat guy. So I'm starting to collect.
When the Macca's one went out, and obviously, you know, people loving the song, blowing up everywhere, huge. Did Macca's reach out?
No, I wish.
They haven't said anything. Not even a black card.
Yeah, I don't think they like me.
Not even 10 nugs or anything. Nothing.
I was going to eat a quarter pounder on video for him, but no.
Nah, stuff him.
Stuff him now.
Stuff him. Yeah. He's a KFC guy.
We got Hungry Jacks.
Hungry Jacks, whoever's got to come on. Serious, can you tell our listeners just a little bit of, I guess, the story of how Stumbling In happened and now it's everywhere?
Well, as a kid, I used to play guitar at the pub. Dad would take me down there when I was like 10 to, you know, 15 years old. I'd just go down there, play songs. It was always classic songs like Stumbling In, Alan Jackson, you know, all those sort of classic hits. And when I was about 17, I started, you know, actually producing house music. I was producing when I was 12, but then I started house music when I was about 16, 17.
Wow.
And it was only a year ago when I was like, you know, I'm going to try to combine my love of the old music with the love of house music. And it just came together nicely. So now I'm trying to, you know, still remix classics, but also make originals that have like a, you know, 70s, 80s twist on it in a house. So on the new album that's coming out in June, I've actually got some originals that are sort of that vibe, that are absolutely originals.
Some people like remix old songs and then they'll go and make their own music and it's totally different.
Yeah.
So you're trying to keep the same.
I'm trying to keep the same vibe. You know, some might be, you know, completely different because, you know, you want to still, you
mix
know.
Mix it up, try different stuff.
Yeah, mix it up. But I think for the most part, it's like trying to find them, you know, classic chord scales and stuff like that work in the old stuff that can now work in the new stuff as well.
Well, speaking of things that are working, and I don't know why, Germany is loving you.
Mate, I love this Germany. Food in Germany.
Are you, do you have any German in you? I'm a quarter German.
Are you?
And I love you.
Just ask him, does he have any German in you?
Yeah,
do you want some? German in you?
His name was Hans, and he was Hans.
Very German. Do you want some?
Come on, he's only 15.
No, but this is it, because, I mean, this is wild to me. So, obviously, you know, the song blew up on TikTok, absolutely huge. But then Bayern Munich made a video using the song
Crazy. Bayern music.
Yeah, Bayern. Oh, sorry, you German, huh?
Yeah. Well, you've been in me,
mate,
so.
All I care is I want them to be buying his song. this is huge. And then you look over at Shazam, and number one in Germany, number one in Austria as
Crazy.
Well. Like, what's going on? The German speakers are loving you, bro. What's going on?
I have no idea, but I love Germany. I went over there, and we did a show. I just, like, 2 hours before the show I released, I was like, hey, I'm going to play in this marketplace. We're selling some decks. And, yeah, like, we had, like, 300 people there just like that straight away. I was like, what the hell is going on? And, like, this is when, like, you know, things are starting to start. I'm like, oh, I'm just some average dude. Like, I'll probably get, like, 10 people here. And 300 people are just surrounding me. I'm like, what the heck?
Can you speak any German? Did you speak any German?
Nah,
say a bit of Guten Tag.
The things I wouldn't say the things I can say in German.
Yeah, I feel like Australians, all we learn is like hello and then just swear words and cook stuff.
That's exactly right. That's
anywhere we go.
Really cook shit.
Yeah. It's like, how do I say the most thing ever?
Cook and Scheiser. That's how you say cook shit.
So we want to do something with you today, but we can't do it because no one showed up here.
Well,
it's
the
like
flu's
a ghost
gone around, mate.
Did you do any? What did you do yesterday?
So I got here at about 8 p.m. and then I had to jump on a call with Tiesto and I had a couple of sessions all night and then I sat up till 4 a.m. and then this morning I had the Today Show. It's just been...
So did you just say you just had to jump on a call with Tiesto?
Yeah, mate, a few tracks with Tiesto is cool, yeah.
That is same. He didn't answer my call.
He reached out to me too, by the way. Wow. I think that's the coolest part.
How did he reach out?
Insta. Yeah.
That Tiesto slid into your DMs.
Yeah, bro. Yeah.
Were you like, this is fake or not?
Well, I actually thought he might soon because one of my A&R managers from Amsterdam took a photo with him and I'm thinking, oh, they're together. And then the next day, Jorn put up a post about me. So, and Jorn's really close with Tiesto.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know, something could come out of this. And then I was actually out fishing, catching so I had no service. All I seen was I just stopped swearing.
Say it in German. No one will notice.
I seen one message from my manager said, check your DMs. I'm like, why? I'm like, all right, something's cool happened. So I've like put my phone up against the window trying to get a bit of service on my phone. And it's Tiesto. I'm like, what?
how many songs have you made?
We're just doing a couple. So it's not really out, like, cleared or anything yet, but we're doing that ABBA one, and I've got a interpolation of Chicago's If You Leave Me, if you leave me now.
Yeah.
So I made a really nice song with that. It's like an interpolation, so the, you know, new singer, new lyrics, and then the chorus is sort of the same, but it's basically like the girl singing to the guy, so the guy singing to the girl.
Yeah.
So I sent that, and Tiesto actually made a version of that song, but it never got released. So, like, let's combine the two, make something sick. So it hasn't been done yet, but if that comes, I'm going to be super happy.
Man, that is sick.
Yeah.
How you need a Tiesto bug?
It
or something.
Yeah, man. I feel like I should. He reckons we might go back to back in LA sometime soon. So that'll be my dream complete. I'm done after that. I'll go on Mitchell one more time. I'm done. I'm going to retire.
He'll retire in Munich or something. Cyril, mate, we absolutely love you. Stumbling in. We're going to spin it again. It's an absolute banger. People are loving it, both here in Australia and in Germany, apparently. Cyril, welcome to the show anytime, mate. Good on you, buddy. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Jimmy, Nath. Really appreciate it.